Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pop Health Podcast. My name is Zach Morgan. I'm the co-host of Pop Health Podcast. Over the next episode, Gavin and I are going to be interviewing attendees, speakers, and thought leaders from the Society of Social Work Leadership in Healthcare 2016 National Conference. We're in beautiful Orange County, specifically Costa Mesa, California. And this organization has been around since the early 60s, and it really provides an opportunity for those people in the social work field to collaborate and learn and hopefully take some ideas back to their organizations. As a listener, we hope that you also maybe get some ideas or realize that there's a network of people out there also trying to solve some of the same challenges that you might be having and as you work through the day-to-day issues within your own organizations. As always, thank you so much for listening to Pop Health Podcast. You can find us online at pophealthpodcast.com or in the podcast store on iTunes. Thanks so much.
So a very familiar face to myself has stopped by the podcast table here at the Society for Social Work Leadership in Healthcare Conference here in Costa Mesa, and that is Marcia Colon. Some of you may be familiar with her. She has been on the show before briefly, and Marcia is from UCLA Health System, where she is the System Director of Care Coordination and Social Work. Thanks so much for stopping by, Marcia.
Thanks, Gavin. I'm so happy to be here. What a great conference. You may know that my background is in social work. I have a PhD in social welfare administration and then moved into hospital work and care coordination. So I've been around the block, so to speak, and social workers are tremendous assets to healthcare. They bring so much to the table in terms of helping patients and families move through the journey of healthcare and making decisions that are in their best interest.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And it's neat to have many hundreds of folks here today. I know you're going to be a guest speaker today. I'll have the opportunity to speak alongside you. Tell me a little bit about what you're sharing with the audience today.
Well, we are so excited about our partnership with 24-Hour and Uber. So we started this program several months ago, and what we really needed for our patients was not only safe transportation, we needed an assist for patients who need door-to-door assistance. And when you came to us and said, we have a partnership with Uber, and here's what it is, it's called Uber Assist. Of course, when I brought it to the executives, everybody was unanimous in saying, this is exactly what we need. And we've had, I think, almost 200 rides thus far. It's gone beautifully. This means that we can get patients out sooner and make sure that their safety is underscored.
Very good. And yeah, we've really enjoyed working with you, Marcia. And I know a lot of the social workers here are interested in that. Again, that program that Uber has created, where the door-to-door is called Uber Assist, and Marcia mentioned 24-Hour Home Care. We've been fortunate to kind of be their first home care partner and bring this help bring this program to hospitals. And look forward to speaking alongside you to this group. Thanks so much for stopping by, Marcia.
Thank you. Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. So it's now Friday morning here at the Society for Social Work Leadership in Healthcare's annual national conference here in Orange County, and very fortunate to have Scott Ferguson stop by the table. Scott, I know this has been quite a long time coming. You are more than over the midpoint of the conference, is that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. So Scott is actually the, he's from Long Beach Memorial. Scott, share with the audience your title and role there.
Sure. I'm the Director of Social Work and Inpatient Case Management at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center and Miller Children's Hospital, both in Long Beach.
Very good. And your role here at the conference and with the organization is actually as the president.
That's correct.
Tell us how you got involved.
Sure. I've been involved with the society now for going on 10 years.
Okay.
Got into the group really sort of almost randomly through a project that the society was launching nationally to look at measurement of social work productivity and psychosocial acuity. And at the time, I was the head of social work at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and I was involved in some of that work. And so I got pretty excited and went to a task force meeting and was hooked. It was great to get to know an organization that was full of people like me that were social work managers, directors, maybe moving into case management, and to have a professional organization that really focuses on our needs, both from a networking perspective and a continuing education approach, has been really formative for my career. I owe a lot of my success for whatever I've had in my career. So much of it is due to the society.
Awesome. Well said. Now, I know the conference, the annual conference, national conference, changes locations every year. I noticed this year, it's not too far from your home base. Any influence?
Well, it's funny you say that. I actually tried not to have it here in Costa Mesa. Nothing against Costa Mesa or Orange County. I've lived in Southern California my entire life.
Yeah.
But there is something exciting about conference going that is the going away,
right?
And traveling. But I've been fortunate to go to some great places. And then next year, we're headed to Baltimore next October. So it's another chance to travel.
Very good. I know I've met some folks here from Baltimore, D.C. area. Do you know how many states, or is it all United States folks? Or do you have any international guests?
We usually have at least a handful of attendees from Canada.
Okay.
There have been years where we've had some folks from Great Britain. I haven't looked hard, closely enough at the registration list this year to see, but at least Canada is usually represented.
Very good. So it's almost international society, you can say.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Scott, we're... one more day to go, I guess. Today's Friday. We have Saturday as well.
Right.
How are you sleeping so far?
I'm sleeping actually, of course, very well, like a rock. But I don't normally go to sleep at 8:30, which I've done almost every night this week.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you having the podcast here and allowing us to attend, Scott, and look forward to much success in the years to come.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm joined now by Tim C. Morrison, who is with Stanford and also is on the board of the Society for Social Work, Leadership, and Healthcare. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Sure thing.
So you are on the board of this great organization and have been involved both with the conference. How did you get involved with the organization?
I got involved when I was a graduate student, actually. I ended up with a free membership from my local chapter trying to promote the organization, and then I met a lot of great people and learned a lot of things and decided I've been a member since.
Sure. And so how has the organization evolved as you've been a part of it?
Probably I've evolved too, though, since being a part of the organization, because my role has changed
and
been learning different things. So what I've seen from the organization is more frontline direct practice staff are coming instead of just people with formal titles like manager or director.
Sure.
And so content that we're offering at the conference is more multi-leveled. I think we're doing a lot more thinking about how are we preparing the next generation of leaders to become leaders and folks who are thinking about leadership. And so I think there's a lot more focus on that now instead of catering just to people who are already established as leaders.
Sure. And so what do you hope that people will take from the conference after they've attended this week?
One of the biggest things I really value with the conference and the organization is the networking of people who are doing similar kinds of work across the country. So I hope people take new connections, new relationships, and also some ideas about the power of what's possible and what other places have learned and take it back to their organization and try something new.
Yeah. And as somebody who kind of worked through and like you said, evolved with the organization, what can this organization do for social workers that are in their community outside of great conferences like this? Just, throughout the year, what are some of the benefits of this organization?
So a couple things. We do a formal leadership institute, which is an intensive training for social workers in healthcare. There's also a mentorship program that you can be matched with someone.
Okay.
Either you want to be a mentor or as you want to be a mentee, and you can be matched with somebody similar background or experience or not, and spend 6 months having mentorship conversations. So that's a free offering from the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And also CE credits, lots of continuing education, including at this conference.
That's right.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for sitting down with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
All right.
A familiar face has stopped by the podcast table, and that is Erica Jewell. Erica is with Miller Children's and Women's Hospital in Long Beach, part of the Memorial Care System. And I have interacted with Erica over the years, probably since 2011, when I was new in this home care space in this part of my life in Anaheim, where she was leading a team over there. And gave myself the opportunity to share what we're doing and educate her team about home care. Erica, thanks so much for stopping by.
Of course.
So Erica, what is bringing you to the Society of Social Work Leadership conference today?
You know, sitting through some of these talks today, what I really enjoy the most is getting to be with so many other social workers and really celebrate our role in the healthcare setting. It just really reaffirms my career choice and what I like to do. And plus, of course, there's all the great information and great programs happening that we get to learn about.
Very good. Well, I know social workers do a lot of hard work, and you aren't necessarily receiving all the glory for all of your efforts. So I like what you said about you feel reaffirmed for all of your efforts. You've been with the society or attending society events for how many years?
Well, gosh, the first time I attended was probably around 2005.
Okay.
And then I took a break for a little while, and I've been going the last few years.
Okay, very good. Now for you, even though it's a national conference, we're just right down the road from Long Beach here in Costa Mesa. It's going through Friday. Today's Thursday as we're doing this recording. What are you hoping? Is there anything in particular you're hoping to take back to your team in Long Beach? Anything so far or anything in general that you think would be good for your team?
I think just hearing what other people are doing lends a lot of legitimacy to things that we might want to start. I know in the past I've come back and said, you know, Mount Sinai in New York City is doing this, and that always impresses, you know, to hear what other people are doing, especially well, those agencies and companies with good reputation. So I think just bringing these things back is probably the most important thing.
Nice. And I know with your patient population, it's women and children.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been doing that your whole career?
No. I've bounced around quite a bit. Right now, I'm actually working with transitional age youth. So youth between the ages of 14 and 21 who are going to be moving from the pediatric healthcare system to the adult healthcare system.
Okay. Very good. Well, Erica, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast.
Sure.
And look forward to seeing you. And we'll take care.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm joined now by Mark de St. Aubin. Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Oh,
you said
excellent.
It perfectly.
Okay. Who's here from Salt Lake City, Utah? You're an associate professor from the School of Social Work. Is that
correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fantastic. And we were talking a little bit off mic, but you've actually been coming to this conference for quite some time.
Yeah, about 25 years.
That's incredible.
Amazingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Has it grown and evolved over the years?
Well, you know, I think our those who attended, over the years, over 25 years, the membership has waxed and waned depending on kind of the emphasis of our organization. So social work leadership, it used to be like 25 years ago, we used to pull a lot of hospital social work directors.
Right.
And over the years, some hospital social work departments have dissolved and worked into case management, care management. And so some of the same players have had different roles, and so we've actually expanded. So I'd use the word evolved because our organization has expanded over the years to include a lot of direct care leaders. I could say leaders,
sure.
But individuals who perhaps don't have a staff under them, although
right.
we still draw from that population. But if you're a,
right.
a team leader, or if you're a member on a oncology, you know, a cancer unit, you are still seen by this organization anyway as a leader, and you should be a leader. You should have those
Absolutely.
Leadership skills. So yes, we have evolved over the years to include direct care staff that also need to see themselves and actually function in their organizations as a leader.
Yeah.
Even though they may not manage a lot or manage a department, they are still a social work leader.
Absolutely. And it, like you said, it comes in so many different forms, social work does, and,
right.
and in different areas within organizations mm-hmm. and in different organizations. You actually have a special role at the conference this year. You're speaking not once but twice, is that correct?
That's right. Actually, and, three times.
Oh, three times. Great. So what right. topics are you speaking on?
Well, this afternoon I'll be speaking on how to develop competent social work staff that work in integrated behavioral health settings. So particularly social workers that work in doctor's offices,
sure.
what we call primary care, so more community-based care. What does it take to train staff to be able to function in that role. And so I'm as an educator, I need to think about things in those terms, kind of, you know, what is it, if I have a student or a group of students that want to practice in as medical social workers in doctor's offices, sure. like in primary care, what do I need to teach them? And sure. how do I teach it?
Yeah.
And so that's today's presentation. Tomorrow I present on supervision of home care and hospice social workers. So I talk about administrative and program development as well as clinical supervision. So I teach in my college, I teach a course, clinical practice with grief and loss. So I bring some of that information as to how to supervise, how to develop the skills of a social worker that is in hospice care, for example,
sure.
that works with death and dying and bereavement.
Sure. So as you were preparing for this, and thanks again for sitting down with me, but as somebody who is presenting and educating the audience here multiple times, what do you hope that people take from this year's conference on a kind of a broader level?
Wow. You know, I think one of the reasons I keep coming back is that I come back, or I come away from the conference feeling inspired, recharged. I meet new professionals that are doing great things in other parts of the country, and I learn new skills and approaches. So already, I mean, even last night at the dinner at the table. I learned from somebody at the table I was sitting at the banquet. I learned about the topic that I'm speaking on today. So I'm going to be amending my presentation.
Oh, excellent.
I mean, really cool stuff. And so I always come away feeling really just replenished and better educated and with more skills and knowledge to do my job back home. It's excellent. Really inspiring to come here. I love the membership.
Great. Well, Mark, thanks so much for sitting down. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Good luck with your speaking engagements and safe travels back to Utah.
Thanks, Zachary.
So Kim Roberts has stopped by the table here at Pop Health Podcast, and Kim is all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Thanks for stopping by, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So Kim, tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, the society, SSWLHC, has decided that for the first time this year, they wanted to elect a student to serve on the board of directors. So I am the first student elect, and they flew me out all the way from New York.
Wow.
To kind of be here and just kind of experience what this conference is and what it's about.
Very good. And where, you're studying social work?
Correct. I am in my second year
okay.
at New York University in New York. I'll be graduating next semester, so.
Awesome. All the way. And did you get a direct flight like into LA, or tell us about your route?
No, I had a layover in
okay.
Chicago. So that's like two time changes. So 1 hour behind New York, and then you get into California and it's like 3 hours behind. So
have you been here before to the state?
No, this is the first time I've been to California.
Oh, very good. Well, so you've been here for a couple days now. Tell us what you've learned, or maybe a highlight of the event for you so far.
Oh, wow. It's just so much. The presenters, the social workers who are here, the leaders who are here, they've definitely, taken their time to kind of talk about some of the issues that are pertinent to the healthcare field. I've learned so much from suicide intervention to grief, loss, and bereavement, and even just recently about Medicaid, Medicare, the healthcare reform. So it's definitely been an exciting time here.
Great. So growing up, did you think you'd be a social worker?
No.
So when did you say, you know what, this is something I want to explore?
It actually happened when I visited a patient in a hospital because I wanted to take the medical route, become a doctor.
Okay.
And I was shadowing a physician, and one of his patients continuously came into the hospital for varying different illnesses. And once I sat and spoke to her and realized that, you know what, it's not just the illness, it's what was happening in her life, what was happening in her home, what was happening in her environment that was really causing this readmission into the hospital, I was like, okay, there is a greater issue here that needs to be addressed, and social workers are the best to do that.
Well said. It's neat to hear. Well, very good, Kim. Really appreciate you stopping by. I hope you have a great rest of your time and a safe trip back to New York as well.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm joined now by Shirley Otis Green, who is the Clinical Director of Consulting for the Coalition for Compassionate Care of California. And we talked off mic a little bit that we actually had the CEO of that organization, Judy Thomas, on to record a full podcast before. But thank you so much for sitting down.
My pleasure. It's a great honor to be here.
Yeah, so Shirley works for the Coalition for Compassionate Care. She also does other consulting work with Collaborative Caring, which is her own organization. And you're a social worker yourself, correct?
I am.
So this conference probably must have a little bit of extra meaning to you. And one of the reasons I was really excited that Shirley sat down with me is that you actually spoke this morning. You gave the morning keynote address. Do you mind telling us a little bit about what you spoke about this morning?
Oh, again, my pleasure. So this was a wonderful opportunity to come together with, you know, hundreds of our social work leadership and healthcare friends and explore different types of leadership. Specifically, transformational leadership was the area that I was sharing ideas about,
right.
And really trying to create a call to action, because I think, unfortunately, in today's world, healthcare is too often fragmented and
sure.
too often problematic, which results in challenges for the patients and families, but also challenges for the providers.
Sure. So how is transformational leadership different than ordinary leadership?
Well, the hope is that we can see ourselves, whatever our title is, see leadership as maybe a synonym for influence. And so whatever role that I'm in, being able to recognize that I have influence and I have expertise and that I need to be sharing that more broadly. The concept of transformational leadership is literally to say we want to change the culture of care.
Right.
And we want to be able to do that in a way that is relational. And so that speaks about the possibility of my being impacted from that as well, that it's not the leader, you know, as this expert and you as the person to be,
right.
you know, somehow fixed or changed or moved, but that this is a process that we have shared humanity about.
Right.
And especially in relationship to end of life care and palliative care and things that I'm personally, much of my work is focused on. I've been an oncology social worker and a palliative care social worker for many decades now, and being able to think about how we are part of the problem if we're not part of the solution.
Sure.
So trying to invite people to step up the game and see how we might be able to influence how care is transformed in the next several years.
Right. So in kind of a larger scale, what do you hope that people took from your talk this morning?
Ideally, they felt inspired and motivated to identify an area where there's a gap and where they might be able to have influence in addressing that gap. And so the invitation was to imagine that someone that they might love would be getting care in their environment and to see how kind of they felt about that. To have reflective practice is an important piece. So being able to see, wow, I'd be great if my loved one was getting care under that doctor, but maybe I wouldn't feel so great if my person was coming in, you know, on the night shift on a holiday weekend when they might get the B team.
Sure.
And so sure. what can we do to ensure that everyone gets the A team and that we're all providing that kind of service?
Right, right. Well, thanks again for sitting down with me. Before I let you go, is there anything in particular that you're hoping to take from the conference this year?
Wow, great. I literally was inviting people to think of two things from my presentation, but I do try to do that with each step that I go, each course or workshop or, you know, each setting, and try and say, how can I apply something from that? So I was taking notes, and I've been tweeting about those things already, but our last speaker just, did a top 10 of, you know, what do you want to do and what do you need to apply, and I was thinking of ways to try and integrate some of those good suggestions into my, you know, next talk that I give, you know, so there is always the take-homes from this, but being among all these, again, inspiring folks from literally all across the country, it's really a tremendous opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, last plug, what is your Twitter handle?
I should know that. S. Otis Green. I always have to check and see if the hyphen is in it or not. In this case, it is not.
So okay.
S-O-T-I-S Green.
No hyphen. And so please, yeah, check her out on Twitter, and thanks again for sitting down with me.
Thank you so much.
All right.
So another familiar face has stopped by the podcast table. We have Karen Nelson, who is the Director of Social Work and Case Management at Stanford Healthcare. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
So Karen's actually going to be sharing briefly in about 20 minutes with a group of social workers. Karen, talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be sharing with the audience.
Thanks very much. Today I'm going to be speaking about mentoring.
Okay.
Mentoring is a process which is becoming more and more positive and favored by professional organizations as a way to link aspiring leaders or people who just want to develop their career with others in the field.
Yeah.
Mentoring, when we apply it to fields like social work and case management, is not about how to climb the career ladder. It's more about how to develop and grow and learn from other professionals and network across the country with others who are in interesting areas of practice or new lines of work that a person would like to know more about.
Very good. I know one of your, you've actually started your career up in Canada, correct?
Correct.
Very good. And you actually saw a colleague today that was actually in the same class as you up in Canada?
Yes, a classmate of mine from when I did my MSW degree in Canada was presenting here as well. The
Very
Society
cool.
is really an international organization now.
Yeah.
There are a number of people who belong from Canada, and it just increases the dialogue between people within North America, all practicing social work or case management, and all wanting to learn and grow as leaders.
Very good. Do you know if the society had national in its name previously but took it out by chance? Or is that, I'm thinking maybe another group. Has it always been titled the Society for Social Work Leadership and Healthcare? Has that been?
Correct. That's been okay. the title. And when I was on the board a couple of years ago, we debated about a name change.
Yeah.
And people voted that they really wanted to see leadership in the title.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see social work in the title. It's probably the only place in North America where leaders working exclusively in healthcare and within the practice of social work can come and find people doing very similar work, facing very similar problems, and learn about what's new, innovative, challenging, interesting in the field. So there are a lot of thought partners here.
Yeah.
People connect every year. They know what other people are doing and working on. And it gives us a chance to build on each other's ideas. One of the things in Silicon Valley that they do that's very innovative is people share their ideas and are generous with their ideas. And then the next person takes that idea and builds on it, makes it better, improves on it. And in a sense, this conference brings together people who have that as their goal.
Very good, Karen. Well, best wishes as you share with the group here in just a few minutes. And thank you so much for stopping by the table today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care. So very happy that Julia DeBald had stopped by the podcast. For those of you that may not know, Julia has put on this event with her team. I've been in touch with Julia over the past couple of months. As a supporter of the event, but also a co-speaker at one of the breakout sessions. Julia, how's it going so far?
Really good. It's been a crazy few days, but it's all good. We've had some awesome feedback. I got to sit in on one of the sessions, which was really cool. I don't know too much about social work, so
okay.
It was great to sort of learn about what their struggles are day to day, but then also it sounds like it's just such a rewarding career. So that was the main focus of the talk, which was awesome.
Okay, great. Now, Julia, the organization that helping plan this event, which you work for, tell us about that.
So we actually work for an association management company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and SSW LHC is one of the clients that we do manage. I feel that we do a good job at allowing them to feel as though they are the only client.
Yeah.
We try our best to give them the attention that they deserve, and they have been such an awesome group to work with. I really have enjoyed meeting everyone that's a part of this group, and they just have all been so, so friendly, and it's been a great time.
Very good. And how long has your organization been supporting the society here? Do you know how many years?
I am not sure how many years,
okay.
actually. I know that it has been, this is their 51st anniversary
wow.
Of their conference, but I do not recall how many years that Fernley & Fernley has actually managed them, but they have been around for a very long time.
Okay, cool. Tell me how long you've been planning this event.
We have been planning this event all year. So I actually started with SSW back in December.
Okay.
And we were already discussing logistics and planning for the conference. The planning committee has been awesome, as well as the conference chair and our president, Scott Ferguson. So they have really put in a lot of time to this conference. It's not, you know, something that happens overnight. There is a lot of moving parts that go into it that everybody is responsible for.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's going pretty smoothly. Have there been any challenges or any last minute, like, oh, we got to do this or anything like that?
Well, we're always prepared for last minute logistics. We come in knowing that there's always going to be something that needs to be adjusted, but I definitely would agree that the conference has been going very smooth so far. There has been no major fires, as we like to call them, but we really feel that we go into it knowing that there's going to be adjustments, and we're completely prepared for that.
Awesome. Well, I know since I've arrived here early this morning, it's been smooth. You had tacos for lunch, which I'm a big fan.
They were great.
And this hotel here in Costa Mesa, Orange County, California, is great for hosting. I've been here before for events, and I thought you selected a great venue. Now, I know last year, I believe the event was in Austin, Texas.
That's correct.
And this year, it's in California. Do you rotate locations? Will next year it be in the East Coast? Any idea there or not yet?
We do. So we do rotate locations. Next year, we will actually be in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh,
so
cool.
We got to reveal that to all the attendees last night. So it sounds like they're very excited for it.
I actually met someone from Baltimore today, and she seemed in good spirits, and perhaps that had something to do with it.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad.
Good. Well, Julia DeBald, thanks so much for stopping by. Again, the name of the organization that's putting on the event, Fernley.
But the obviously SSWLHC is our focus today. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for stopping by, and best wishes on a very successful next day and a half or so.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So have two wonderful gentlemen working in behavioral health who've stopped by the podcast, and we have those gentlemen are Thomas Michaels, who goes by Tom, from Lehigh Valley Health Network, as well as his colleague Franklin Ortiz, also from Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thanks, guys, for stopping by.
All right, Gavin, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your roles, and we'll start with you, Tom, at Lehigh Valley, and what you're hoping to take away from the conference. So again, your role with the organization and what you're hoping to maybe share with the conference and also take away from the conference.
Sure. I am a clinical coordinator for behavioral health. I am part of a broader treatment team that includes therapists like ourselves, social workers, nurse case managers, and pharmacists. And our role is to lend some help in our respective disciplines to primary care offices and help improve patient outcomes by management in those areas.
Very good. And I know I was speaking with Franklin off the mic as well. Franklin, can you tell us a little bit more about your patient population that you're serving?
Sure. So we're part of a department called the Community Care Team, and our role is to work with primary care providers to help decrease utilization in all aspects of healthcare, ED visits, rehospitalizations, managed chronic conditions. A big component of that, many patients who have multiple chronic conditions are depressed and anxious. So behavioral health is a big component, social services, nurse care management, clinical pharmacist. We are, you know, able to work with providers at the practice and work with the patients. We are a free service now, but our goal is to improve health outcomes, decrease utilization, and get their patients, you know, headed towards better health.
Very good. And you guys are all the way from Pennsylvania here in Orange County. You fly into LAX, fly into Orange County? Oh, John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah, right here in Orange County. Good. And is this your first time at the conference, or have you attended before?
Our second time.
Okay.
We were here last year in Austin.
Ah, very good.
This is the first year that we're going to present our model.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to hearing more about your presentation and seeing it tomorrow. Thanks, guys, very much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. Take care.
A big thank you to the Society for Social Work Leadership in Healthcare and Scott Ferguson, who's the president, for having Zach and I and Pop Health Podcast here at the 2016 annual conference. Zach and I had the privilege of meeting folks from all over the country, even Canada, who are leaders in social work and healthcare. And we had a blast over a couple days. So again, if you like us, feel free to subscribe on iTunes. You can also stream at pophealthpodcast.com. Stay tuned for the next episode. Take care, everybody.